Good morning. The Islamic holy month of Ramadan begins today.
Mubarak. Eid Mubarak.
That's right. And it's a
traditional Arabic
very, very storied month. It has lots of special days in the middle of it and ends with the celebration. But for the next 30 days, hundreds of millions of Muslims around the world will not eat, drink, or have sex during daylight hours. These are the basic rules. Most people know these things about Ramadan. Ramadan is the ninth month of the Islamic calendar. Muslims fast in honor of their God and to try to purify themselves. That part, like I said, many of us know, but there's a lot you may not know about Ramadan and its place in history. And to fill in those gaps, we have Vali Nasser with us. He's a professor of international politics at Tufts University's Fletcher School. He's also author of The Rise of Islamic Capitalism, Why the New Muslim Middle Class is the Key to Defeating Extremism. Good morning, Vali.
Hello.
Good morning.
Yeah, there we go.
Oh, there
good
you
morning.
Are. Good morning. How are you?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, great. So I wanted to go over this article that you wrote, Five Things You Didn't Know About Ramadan. And if you don't mind, I'd like to start with the one I thought was perhaps the most surprising, and that's number five. You said Ramadan is a tyrant's best friend. What did you mean by that?
Well, because it's such an important time in the Muslim calendar, and it's associated with spirituality, and it's a time of peace and blessing for Muslims, political leaders tend to use it in different ways. It's a time when it's more likely that they give amnesty to prisoners, which they may not do at other parts of the year. They may show a lot more piety in terms of trying to appeal to the Muslim sentiments of their subjects. And they will use, it's a time when they have more political options in terms of things they want to do by appealing to the religious sentiments that are prevalent during Ramadan.
Okay, so that's the first one. And this has been used, as you write in your article, all the way back to 2005. It was used by Saddam Hussein as a moment to kind of give himself some good press. Is that correct?
That's correct. And it's still happening to this day. In other words, this is the time of the year where leaders, particularly leaders who may not be seen as religious the rest of the year, get a chance to show piety and get a chance to present themselves to their populations as being one with them on religious issues. And by carrying out grandiose acts of religious acts of either going to mosques or making a big show of observing Ramadan or releasing thousands of political prisoners on the occasion of Ramadan, they get to wrap themselves in religious symbolism and get political capital out of it.
Well, that's the use of a holiday, a religious holiday for political purposes is certainly not restricted to Muslims. And neither is one of your other points. This is number three. You say Ramadan is a time of peace, but it's also marked by war. Explain.
Well, Ramadan is woven into the lives of Muslims, everyday lives of Muslims. And although it's a time when Muslims have to be engage more in religious reflection and be closer to God, and because it's a very important religious time, it is often used as a time to create peace during war. For instance, during the Iran-Iraq war, Saddam Hussein offered Iran, which had an Islamic government, a peace treaty at one point, which actually the Iranian government rejected. But there is no forbidding war during Ramadan either. The very first wars of Islam during the time of Prophet Muhammad sometimes were fought during Ramadan, and the most famous of our time, the 1973 war between the Arabs and Israelis, which in the West is known as the Yom Kippur War, in the Arab world and Muslim world is known as the Ramadan War. Mm. And the Arab armies actually picked Ramadan to start the war, largely because they thought it would catch Israel off guard, because Israel probably did not expect Muslims to be wanting to go to war when soldiers would be fasting and it's the time of Ramadan, but that's exactly the time they chose to do it.
And you point out that also in the month of Ramadan, there are significant surges in sectarian violence in the country of Iraq as well.
Yes, in Iraq, in fact, Ramadan did not prevent sectarian violence. You know, it was not a time when the two sides said, let's focus on religious issues, but actually there was more sectarian violence, and partly it has to do because the Shiites in Iraq do celebrate or do mark particular days of the Ramadan during which their first saint who's buried in Najaf was killed in a very elaborate way, and that actually makes them a bigger target for the other sectarian communities. And also religious passion sometimes during Ramadan runs higher because people are fasting, they're tired, they're more tense, and also they're more religiously engaged.
A couple other things that you point out, which is that Ramadan, the observance of Ramadan has been changed by globalization, especially in the attitude towards workers. And you also say that the strict observance of Ramadan and punishment for not observing it is an export of the country Saudi Arabia. But I wanted to go to your very first point, which also draws some pretty strong parallels to Christmas and Hanukkah for other religious observances, which is that you say Ramadan is big business internationally.
Yes, I mean, in an age of globalization, there's more observance of religion, but major religious holidays, whether it's in Christianity, Hinduism, Judaism, and also in Islam in the case of Ramadan, means that there is more consumption, there's more consumption of particular things. Religious observance does not mean austerity per se, but it actually, just like Christians spend a lot more during Easter and Christmas, Muslims spend a lot more during Ramadan on particular things. They watch more television. That means more television advertisement. They eat more lamb because breaking of the fast is big festivities. And all of this means that Ramadan is big global business.
Second only to Christmas, you say?
Second only to Christmas. There are 1.3 billion Muslims spread across the world, and that's one-fifth of humanity.
Well, that's not what most Muslims will be focusing on as they go through the holy month of Ramadan. They'll be focusing on purity and respect for their own faith. That is Vali
Nasser. Watching TV.
Actually, a lot. Yeah. Professor of International Politics at Tufts University's Fletcher School, author of The Rise of Islamic Capitalism.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.